Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Waking you up every morning. I said waking you up.
I'm up.
Woo! Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
There it is.
Friday's here.
Friday show.
We're very excited. Last show until David's in the United States of America.
Yeah. I couldn't remember your name for a second. I was like,
it's wait, Morgan.
Who are you over there?
It's Morgan.
Morgan is has a lot to look forward to.
I do, this yes. Weekend.
We want to hear what you're up to as well. 216-578-0104. Faye Friday song coming up in just minutes. Q104 plays the hits Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
So I saw this come across my feed last night, and I'm thinking, oh my, are you kidding me? This really happened? Let's walk through this. Let's dissect this. Let's unpack this. What happened last night?
So Britney Spears and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, got married last night in their backyard. There was a huge tent, but it was a very small ceremony, 60 guests. Her brother, Brian, was there. Her mom, dad, and Jamie Lynn Spears not invited. Her two sons were not there. Her ex, Kevin Federline, was not there. But one of her exes, Jason Alexander, tried to crash Britney's wedding, was physically detained by police. And Jason Alexander, this was the guy that she married decades ago in Las Vegas. It was annulled 55 hours after it happened. So TMZ is reporting that Jason Alexander live streamed his walk up to Britney's property, told security that he was invited by Britney and that she was his first and only wife. And then somehow he got into the house. He was eventually restrained. The cops were called. But Britney, according to reports, was very shaken up by this.
Oh, sure. Like, how could you not? Well, first of all, Jason Alexander. And I remember this, that back in 2004, the wedding, which to me was the catalyst for a bunch of bizarre Britney moments that happened right after that.
Yeah.
But Jason Alexander, have we even heard from this guy since then?
Like, no.
I know he was childhood friends with Britney, and I don't know the extent of their relationship after the annulment. But for him to show up, I mean, and obviously he did this for publicity because he live streamed the entire thing on Instagram.
That or maybe under the influence of some substance. But they're not playing around. Britney's team, they're like going for the jugular. They want to prosecute him to the fullest extent. So far, he's been charged with trespassing, vandalism, and two charges of battery related to his physical altercations with Britney's security. Let me see. It says,
How about the security? How did he make it all the way to the second story of her house?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's not secure at all.
I know. Her attorney told Page Six they're pushing for maximum prosecution. Matthew Rosengart, that's her lawyer, said, I express my thanks to the Ventura County Sheriff's Department for their prompt response and good work. I'm working closely with law enforcement to ensure Mr. Alexander is aggressively prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
That is just crazy.
Can she not have one single day? Not one day without people just trying to ruin it for her.
I know. That's been the story of her life, though.
I feel so bad. And say what you want about her Instagram post. Like, this isn't about the Instagram post and whether or not, you know, you were with the Free Britney movement or not. I was, because she's a grown adult. She was able to make money. She should have been able to keep that money. But, like, can she not just have one day of peace, her wedding day?
Yeah, I think there was going to be plenty of coverage on Britney's wedding, and now this is completely taken over.
Oh my God!
These are the headlines about the break-in. So,
if I were Britney Spears, I would move to like the Bahamas or Dubai or someplace really fancy and be done with all of this.
I think she probably could do it.
Yeah,
she's got all the money now.
Now she does.
Her dad doesn't have it. She's got it, so she could do it.
Get up, get up, get up, get up! Waking you up.
Bring me that time in the morning.
The Q Morning Show.
From Q1. Oh, hey. We're not
no
ready for
traffic.
That yet.
Call KNR.
We will call KNR eventually, but not right now.
Not yet. Just hold on with the traffic. Hold on, Joe Checkeye. We'll get with you in a second. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
Yesterday was the first official day of summer vacation for my boys. It was not a good day.
Why?
Well, I guess Will had a fine day. It was Drew, specifically.
And Drew is normally the good one, or Drew
no.
was the bad one?
Will, he was fine. He did everything he was supposed to do yesterday. It's Drew, my 7-year-old, my first grader, now soon to be second grader, who had the rough day. So my wife wrote up summer chores. Like expectations, like this is what you're expected to do on
right.
a daily basis.
Right.
And Drew was trying to make the case that rules and chores are not for home. They're for school only. And he, in front of me and my wife, took the list of chores and tore it up
what?
Right in front of her. Like a gangsta.
Your 7-year-old?
Tore it right up.
What did your wife do?
I put the picture up on my Instagram in my Instagram stories. I mean, it's just pieces of paper on the floor. Basically, I had to stand over Drew as he completed his chores. I mean, but that's day one.
Yeah.
We're in for a long summer. And then I'm reading this story about this guy in New York, and I think we've talked about him before. His name's Michael Rotundo. He's 30 years old. He lives in New York with his parents, and his parents want him out of the house. They say he doesn't contribute to the family's expenses. He refuses to help with chores. And the parents have written him 5 eviction notices since February. Now, this Michael guy, he doesn't want to move out of the house. So his parents took him to court. And a judge finally agreed with the parents. So Michael needs to get out of the house.
So are you saying that in, 23 years' time that you may or may not be taking your youngest son to court?
I think Michael Rotundo is Drew's flash forward. That's exactly what I think. And I've got to work every day to make sure it doesn't happen. Okay, now we're ready for traffic.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
Friday on the Q Morning Show.
This is new stuff that you can download and stream like right now if
yes.
you want to. Morgan knows all the new stuff.
Okay, so this is very interesting because we've been getting a little bit of tea from Halsey about her record label not allowing her to release music unless it goes viral on TikTok. This song that she just released today is the song that she was talking about that
oh,
she
awesome.
Has wanted to release for a really long time, but her label wouldn't let her. So that video went viral on TikTok. So I guess it ended up working for her in the long run. But the song is called So Good.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, not everything has to have a viral TikTok moment.
Well, you know what I was worried about for Halsey was there was so much build up to this song
yeah.
that once the song finally drops, that we're like, oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Like, you think this song is so great? I actually like that.
Okay,
like
let's go on to our second one. Demi Lovato's new era is here. The singer just dropped a brand new single. It's going to be the first one off her new upcoming album, Holy Word We Can't Say on the Radio, that starts with an F, which comes out August 19th. This song is called Skin of My Teeth.
I'm alive. I'm
I just say you don't like it?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
It I like how it rocks out, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I love the shift though from pop to rock. Like, I love that trend right now. I love Machine Gun Kelly. I love that Demi Lovato is now doing it. If Harry Styles did it, I think I would die, honestly. Okay, here's one person I don't think that ever will go to rock. It's Lizzo. This song is called Girls.
Where my girls, where my girls at? Ooh. Where my girls, where my girls at? Ooh. Yeah, this the type of fight I'm looking for. Where my girls, where my girls at?
Could you imagine a punk rock version? Da-na-na-na-na, girls at? And it's spelled... It's spelled G-R-R-R-L-S.
Well,
so
of course
you're going
it is
to look that one up.
Of course that's how it's spelled.
Flash. F-L-A-C-H.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't spell flash.
All right. That's the new music. Tell us what you think.
Yep.
Q104.com. You pick the hits we play at Q104. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And Corey from Garfield Heights is on the phone.
Hey,
good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
What can we help you with?
Okay. I broke up with my ex about a month ago, and I don't want to go over to dirty laundry, but it was a bad breakup. The trust's kind of been thrown out the window. It wasn't my fault. You know.
Okay. I feel like we can put two and two together on that one.
Yeah, I'm glad we established that. It's not your fault. It's all her.
Yeah. Yeah. But since then, I haven't spoken to my ex, but here's the problem. My mom won't stop talking to my ex. Like, every time I see my mom, she advocates that, like she advocates for her, like, we should get back together. And she's like, I love her. She's so sweet and all this stuff. And she's really, like, really putting pressure on me to settle down. And she really wants me to get back together with her. And she doesn't know why we broke up or how bad it really was. And I don't know, how do I get my mom to stop talking to my ex?
See, I've never had a parent like my ex so much that when we broke up, they were still in communication. But I've heard that, you know, people have done this before, and you get in a new relationship, and then the parents compare that person to the ex. Oh, we like so-and-so so much better. But it's difficult for you, Corey, because your mom doesn't know, you know, what went down to cause the split.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't know. And honestly, I think it would kind of break her heart. But, like, it's just, how do I do it without telling her all those details? I'm just kind of in the loop for this.
Let me ask you this, Corey. You said you broke up with this girl a month ago. How long were the two of you a couple?
We were a couple for about 2 years.
Okay. So a long time. They probably have a relationship with the family as well.
Yeah, breakups are so hard for the individual, but also it can be very difficult for the parents.
It is like a breakup for the parents, too. I mean, obviously they're not in a romantic relationship, but if you're envisioning your son walking down the aisle with this, you know, person, then they do form a relationship with them.
What do you think, Morgan?
I feel like you should tell your mom what happened, because to me, from the information that you have given us, it seems like your mom is putting this person who you say broke your trust, which we're all assuming she cheated. Like, that's kind of the pieces that I'm getting. If your mom loves this girl so much and is like, you should get back together with her, you're getting older, you need to settle down, I feel like if your mom knows that she cheated on you, she would not want you to get back together with a girl who cheated on you, because that's not somebody that you can envision your life with, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally understood. I just don't know how to go about telling her all the details.
See, yeah, that's tough.
I almost disagree. I think I disagree.
Okay, tell me why.
I think that I just feel uncomfortable with Corey bad-mouthing his ex-girlfriend, no matter what she did to his mom. Honestly, I don't really see the harm here.
Is it bad-mouthing if you're telling the truth?
Well, I guess if mom wanted to... If she really wanted to dive in and get in there and hear all the details, I mean, I guess you can have that conversation. You can tell your mom that you're uncomfortable with her having a relationship with the ex. But in the long run, I mean, these are two grown adults. It was a relationship that your mom formed with your ex over the course of 2 years. if they still want to text or go out for happy hour once in a while,
yeah, but
so what
about his mom pressuring him to get back together with her?
Well, moms
to settle down and to, you know, find somebody to marry and all that stuff.
Moms are going to do that anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I think if she knows that she cheated, she would change her tune. And that would not be happening anymore.
Okay. Let's throw this out there and see what you think about Corey's situation and see if we can get him some better advice. 216-578-0104.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
But I have noticed you looking at your thumbs for the past 2 hours.
Real life.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
Did you mean to play this song, Meet Me at the Altar?
This is completely random. I just grabbed this at random. So we just hung up with Corey in Garfield Heights. He was in a relationship with someone for about 2 years and just broke up about a month ago. And what he said, it's a really bad breakup. Now, this
he
is actually...
He said all trust was lost, which makes us think...
Well, actually, you heard cheating.
Yeah.
When he said all trust was lost, I did not automatically jump to cheating.
I did because he said trust was lost and it was her fault.
Yeah.
So what else could that mean?
I don't know. I just when he said it, it's like, well, because trust goes both ways.
Yeah.
And I thought he was just blaming her. But of course, he could have done something.
He said it was very, very bad and they don't speak. But his mom is still talking to the ex 24/7, kind of like not forcing them, but encouraging them to get back together. And he's like, she doesn't know that it was a bad breakup. I want her to stop talking to my ex.
Sarah and Amherst, you said that you've gone through a similar situation.
Yeah. So I have a child with somebody who's, you know, obviously been in his life since day one. And he's a great guy. And we were together for about 2 years. And, you know, I'm married now. Everything's fine. You know,
to a different guy, right?
Yeah. Married to a different guy. He and my son's dad get along great. So my mom passed away about 3 years ago, and she was, you know, a great woman. But she was always like, you know, you should try to work this out with your son's dad. And she would always, you know, text my son's dad and, like, try to get him to go out with them if they were going somewhere. And I just kind of came to accept it. You know, he's going to be in my life forever. And, you know, it just came to a point where I told my mom, I'm like, you know, he never cheated on me, but we just didn't get along. And I was like, Mom, like, I'm moving on, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if she was here today, it would be the same thing. She would still talk to Brian, you know, 24/7. But
Does it make a difference, though, if there's a child involved?
I think it kind of does. I think it actually worked out pretty good for you, Sarah, because, you know, you don't have any drama with, you know, somebody that you share a child with, and you got your happy ending as well, right?
Yes, and my son's dad is probably getting married here soon
there
to
you
his
go.
Longtime girlfriend. But, you know, my advice to him would be, if he really doesn't, you know, want his mom forming a relationship with this girl and taking it a step further, then I would just tell her what happened and be stern about it. Otherwise, you know, she's going to do what she wants to do because she likes the girl.
Right.
You know, that's my advice.
All right. Thanks, Sarah, for calling Q104 this morning. Anything on the text nothing?
Well, I mean, we have tons of texts. Somebody said, tell your mom I would ask her if she would feel the same way about her if she knew she cheated on him. Then the very next text, tell your mom there's a reason we broke up, but no need to tell all the details.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
But then let's say even if mom hears the details and she still wants to keep up a relationship with Corey's ex, is there a problem there?
At that point, what can you do?
Yeah, what can you do? Moms are going to do whatever they want to
really.
Do anyway.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
You know what time it is.
We're getting pumped during that song.
Okay. It's time to play Battle of the Burbs. Our players are in place. Morgan is your host. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's just jump right in. Caller 14 this morning is Jeff from Broadview Heights. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your Friday vibe this morning, Jeff?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Any fun weekend plans?
Going to Cedar Point.
Hey, nice. That's always nice.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, let's play the game. Jeff, you have 4 questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. In Toy Story, who was Woody's first owner?
Andy.
That is correct. Question number 2. On what show did Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling, and Justin Timberlake get their start on?
The Lizzie McGuire show.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. Love that answer, but incorrect. Let's go to Emily in Whereville.
In Menor.
Yes, correct pronunciation.
I'm getting better at this.
Emily, make sure you turn her on, Bill.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
How's Menor?
Oh, you know, it's better in Menor.
That's right. That's right. Well, hopefully.
It doesn't really rhyme.
Yeah, hopefully Menor can pull out this win. It would be win number 6 if you get all 4 questions right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1. In Toy Story, who was Woody's first owner?
Andy.
On what show did Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling, and Justin Timberlake get their start?
The Mickey Mouse Club.
That is correct. Question number 3. What is the second largest continent?
Oh, geez. Europe?
Not Europe. Sorry, Emily. Sorry, Emily. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Rich in Hudson. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
4 questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. In Toy Story, who was Woody's first owner?
Andy.
On what show did Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling, and Justin Timberlake get their start?
Mickey Mouse Club.
What is the second largest continent?
Africa.
That is correct for the win. Rich in Hudson. The Squid Game series streams on what platform?
Netflix.
That is right. You win. Woo-hoo. I was going to say, if you don't get the Squid Game question right, I was just going to hang up on you. We would do that anyway.
So. I was going to feel really bad. Rich, you've been trying for a while to win, right?
Yeah, this is awesome. My kids are pumped.
Oh, congratulations, Hudson. That is win number 4 for your city. Also going to see the brand new movie Lightyear. You'll see it before anybody else. With your kids, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Amazing. Rich, tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
104, thanks so much.
Q104 plays the hits Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is right over there.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You know, I say that that you and Dave is not even in town yet, and you guys are fighting about something, but as if this isn't a virtual world. I mean, you can fight really anytime over any device, and that's going to happen. But really, what is going on?
Okay, so David leaves to come to America tomorrow morning. David and I have gotten the traveling down to like a science because we've done it so many times, so many international trips. We never check bags because it's just easier to carry on a bag. You know, anytime you go from one country to another, you have to recheck your bag in between that country. So David's coming for 3 months, which, you know, sometimes you need a bigger bag, which is totally fine. Check the bag if you want. He is checking his golf clubs to come to my house for the summer. And I, first of all, the hassle that is going to be for him is one thing. But another thing, my dad has a set of golf clubs that he does not use, that he lets David use every single time that he wants to. And who's going to be stuck with the golf clubs come September when David goes back to London? Because you know he is not going to take them back to London with him.
Okay. So I'm not a golfer. But I think I can speak on behalf of hardcore golfers that they need to use their own clubs.
Why?
You can't rent them. You can't borrow somebody else's clubs. These are your clubs. These are the grips that you're used to. And I can absolutely understand. And I kind of support him on this.
What?
That if he's going to do some golfing this summer in Northeast Ohio, which he should if he's going to be here through September, he's going to want his own clubs.
Who's going to be stuck with the clubs? Because it's not going to be him. They're going to be stuck in my apartment, which I already do not have room to have the golf clubs. Because last time he was here for a long time, he borrowed my dad's. You know where the golf clubs stayed for 2.5 months? in my dining room. Literally in the corner in my dining room. So I'm going to have that until we move into a new place together.
But that, yes, but that's what you have to accept as by marrying him.
This is what I'm signing up for.
And yeah, if he's a golf guy, yeah, there's going to be golf clubs. Yeah, I mean, those golf clubs are now also yours.
No.
They are. Whatever is his is now yours. So
I don't want to deal with the golf boys all summer long.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Real life, real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. That's Morgan right over there.
Good morning.
We are ready for a weekend of baseball.
We sure are. And our dear friend Curtis Danberg is joining us from the Cleveland Guardians. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. It's great to be here in studio. I was able to bring hot dogs for the first time in like years.
Hey, anytime that Curtis comes into the studios, hot dog in hand, it is a good day for Morgie here at Q104.
Curtis, I don't want to throw Morgan under the bus, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Morgan already had her hot dog, and she put ketchup on it.
What? Why is that an issue?
So it's not, because I do too.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
I love you, Curtis.
Ketchup and ballpark mustard. I double dip.
There you go.
Okay, you brought in the Burtman's ballpark mustard right here. This is the only acceptable condiment that you can put on a...
That's going to have to be a debate.
On a Progressive Field hot dog. I'm sorry.
Ketchup all day, every day.
Curtis, can you confirm this? If you are caught putting anything other than Burtman's on your hot dog, if you're over the age of 10, you're immediately ejected from Progressive Field. That's true, isn't it? That's a little known fact.
I don't know
fact.
If that's true, but if I had to pick one condiment on the hot dog, I would go Burtman's ballpark mustard.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Yes.
All right. So the A's are in town this weekend, and I can tell you right now, Curtis, that the weather looks pretty good.
It's about time.
For the weekend. I mean, are we leading the league in rain postponements right now?
We're dealing with a historic start to our season with postponements. We're at 9 total, 2 on the road. One was COVID. 7 postponements at home already. We've played the least amount of home games in all of baseball.
Wow.
Okay.
It's been a rough go.
So it's not that it's like recency bias. This is actually a historic thing that we're seeing right
now.
Yes,
we are tracking in a bad spot for the season. So we're hoping the tide turns. Weather looks great this weekend. It's the first of 7 summer weekends at Progressive Field for us, so we're very excited.
And, I mean, we are jam-packed all weekend long. Tell us what's going on tonight.
Jam-packed. First 10,000.
Look at those sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Red and blue sunglasses with the Diamond C logo, courtesy of Lexus. We've got our $2 Miller Lights pregame in the district. We've got fireworks tonight. We've got Sugardale Dollar Dogs.
Yes.
Tomorrow is a 4:10 game. We've got the Aaron Civale bobblehead, courtesy
Very
of Car
nice.
Parts Warehouse. And then this is not a misprint. Our game on Sunday for Kids Fun Day is 11:35.
So wow, early game.
MLB and NBC made a deal for Peacock. This game's going to be streamed on Peacock nationally, but it's 11:35 game. So everybody that has young kids that still nap, this is the perfect time to bring your kids to a ballpark and to the game, because 11:35 start, first time ever that we've had a game that early. You see it in minor league baseball, but we're going to be playing 11:35, Kids Fun Day. Great opportunity. Kids run the bases after the game. It'll be a lot of fun.
Wow, and not just all of the games this weekend, but you have announced a whole bunch of fan-friendly stuff for the summer, right?
Yes, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
No, it's 50% off concessions on Sunday.
What? Really?
50% excluding alcohol.
Okay, just right,
Kids Fun Day and half-off beer is probably not a good combo.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
So great opportunity. We also have that family value pack where you can get $80, get you 4 tickets, $40 a loaded value for merch and food. And if you have more than 4 people, we can add $20 and add tickets along the way.
Oh, that's tremendous.
That is amazing.
Well, I am looking forward to just sitting in the sun and watching a ball game this week.
We're almost there. we're going to make it happen this weekend.
I think there's a good chance that it's going to happen this weekend.
Yep, and I'm going to be enjoying my hot dog with ketchup only, gentlemen.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact for the Cleveland Guardians. Thanks for stopping in. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.
Look forward to it. Go Guards.
Waking up.
Getting you up and going.
Waking up.
With hit after hit.
Rise and shine.
After hit.
Waking up every day.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.